matter the genre, the Beatles are considered the greatest band of all time. Get inside the Beatles with the Fab Four Chronicles. The Fab Four Chronicles are available exclusively right here. The Beatles story in their own words.
George Harrison, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, and Ringo Starr.
The Beatles!
After hour of unique content.
8 days a week. I remember writing that with John out at his place. Chauffeur drove me out this day and I said, how have you been? He's all working hard. He said, working 8 days a week. And I'd never heard that expression. So I got to John's house. He dropped me off. I said, hey, this fella just said 8 days a week. He said, oh, yeah, that's good.
Giving you the true Beatles story.
I'd like to thank everybody in America giving us the chance to come here.
From Hamburg to the Apple rooftop and all in their own words. Tremendously rare material. That even the most diehard Beatles fan may have never heard before. Hear it now, right now, with the Fab Four Chronicles. Sign up today.
For years, we've visited London. So on one of our arrivals in late 1963 at London Airport, when Mrs. Sullivan and I saw hundreds and hundreds of youngsters, I asked what celebrity was arriving. And they told us the teenagers were awaiting the Beatles. Always on the lookout for talent, I decided the Beatles would be a good TV attraction for our show. So I contacted Brian Epstein, their manager, and we agreed on $10,000 for three shows, plus five round-trip plane tickets, plus their expenses for room and board in New York City.
In the United States, we've had run-of-the-mill singers, a new fast beat and everything started, and then everybody's picking it up, and it sort of got drab, and you find the same things over and over again. But the Beatles come with a new kind of song. It's hard to describe, but it's just so much different than the American style.
In New York is fabulous. I felt even on the plane it was like a big octopus dragging me down into this madness.
Hanging all over the airport, and thousands of pressmen and thousands of New York cops and things, and they were, I don't know, it's just ridiculous, you know, screaming, belting all over the place, and we were just sort of driving along and listening to the DJ show on the radio, and as we were going along, it was reporting it, you know, and the fellow saying, and in 20 minutes' time, we were going to switch over to the Plaza Hotel, New York, you know, and it's great, marvelous, and just as we were getting out of the car, he said, and we hear they've arrived now.
It's another first from 1010 Wins. How would you like an authentic Beatles sweatshirt worth $5? Yeah, I thought you would. Okay, now here's the whole story. 1010 Wins has thousands of Beatles sweatshirts, and someplace in Winsland, sometime during the next week,
I love New York because it was a media city. We had transistors in our ears. We had like a whole floor of the plaza with the TV on different channels. It was all so exciting, New York, and I wanted to live there instantly. Everybody wanted to take us out, and we had old dear departed Murray the K, who was a really good friend of ours, and he was the New York DJ who really got on our case, and he was playing our records day and night, and he turned the whole thing into some madness.
They've had already an initial impact greater than Elvis Presley had. Certainly, I've never seen anything like this, and the first time in the history of show business that a group has ever had an impact. We've had the Frank Sinatras and the Elvis Presleys and the Frank the Avalons and the Fabians and the likes of that. I've never seen a group, per se, ever have this type of popularity.
We had this big mass press interview with about 100 people there.
Quiet.
Are you for real?
Come and have a feel.
Listen, I got a question.
Do you want to get a haircut at all?
No, thanks.
I had one yesterday.
We've just been watching it for the last hour or two because they've got so many programs, so we're on all the news.
The British invasion this time goes by the code name Beatlemania. D-Day has been common knowledge for months, and this was the day.
The news is
invasion took place in New York's Kennedy International Airport.
That's the way it is, Friday, February 7th, 1964.
They're excited about it, but they're also taking it in stride.
Wake up, John, wake up.
John, wake up, John.
Okay,
go on.
Okay,
and now here he is, Ed Sullivan.
Yesterday and today, our theater's been jammed with newspapermen and hundreds of photographers from all over the nation, and these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves the Beatles. Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Let's... Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
We were invited to the British Embassy for a party, which was very nice of them. But I had a horrendous time. Besides, we didn't know anyone, and most of the people there didn't relate to music in any shape or form. And after they'd had a few drinks, they got really silly. And one guy turned in such a pig, I had my back to him, and suddenly I just felt snip. And he decided he'd cut a lock of my hair off. So that got me well uptight, and I just started screaming at him. And we didn't stay there that long. These diplomats just don't know how to behave.
Like, wow, the Beatles. Aren't they the swinging living end? You dig, Chick?
I dig, Chuck.
That's one scene I gotta make.
Me too, Chuck.
Great, we'll make it together. Got the date?
March 14th and 15th.
Check, you got the date. I'll borrow wheels and we'll go, girl, go.
Crazy.
Let's give everybody this scam. For the first time, you'll see and hear the Beatles on closed circuit big screen in a theater. Don't confuse this with home TV or anything you've heard or seen yet. This is the greatest. Don't miss it.
You, George, are the only Beatle who had been in America before this trip, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Went to visit your sister a few months ago.
Yeah, September.
At that time, did anybody out there know of the Beatles, especially?
Nobody out here either. In New York, I went into the record shop to ask if they'd ever heard of us, and they hadn't.
Whenever I want you around, yeah, all I gotta do is call you on the phone and you come running home. Yeah, that's all I gotta do. And when
music's greatest story.
We have a special guest here this evening.
I have this thing that I do, which is kind of quasi-religious.
As we present another edition,
that was like the most incredible thing,
of the Fab Four Chronicles.
It seems a bit ridiculous writing a song called Hard Day's Night because it sounded funny at the time.
The Beatles story in their own words.
We'd like to thank you for a wonderful year.
And music on Radio Revolution number 9.